My name is Ashley Hamilton McCrory, and I'm here today with Stacey Corvo. It is Wednesday, April 28th, and I'm going to interview Stacey and ask her a few questions about her work within the social economy. So the first question is just that. Stacey, could you please describe the work that you've done within the social economy?
Sure. I started out as a social enterprise practitioner and created a pretty innovative co-op called Inside Art. And the purpose of that co-op was to act as a marketing arm for federally incarcerated inmates to sell their artwork. And as a piece to that, I had to create the policy that would allow inmates to operate businesses while they were inside. And alongside that, I was working on a more conventional social economy project, which was to set up a local farmers market here in Abbotsford, BC. So after I tasted those two pieces of social enterprise work, I come from a traditional business counseling background. I vowed never go back to that world and fell in love with social enterprise. So in 2004-05, when we were expecting Martin's government to roll out the Social Economy Initiative, I set up the BC Centre for Social Enterprise, which was the Fraser Valley Centre at the time, as a mechanism to accept the money that we were expecting to roll out for technical assistance and funding. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, Martin's initiative did not roll out because of the government change, and I found myself with the good luck of having secured a couple of years of seed funding from Western Economic Diversification to launch the Center for Social Enterprise. So although that the federal initiative didn't successfully hit BC in the way that we expected it to, I still had the center and a couple of years of funding with which to set it up. So from there, I started providing technical assistance to social enterprises. It could take the form of workshops, one-on-one counseling sessions, and the creation of feasibility studies and business plans for the social enterprise. So in my work advising nonprofits and charities around launching social enterprise, I discovered quite a few structural barriers in the way in the Canadian landscape. So it felt like they were almost duct taping legal structures together in order to make their social enterprise work. I also encountered many charities and nonprofits operating social enterprises as projects within that parent organization, when technically that put them offside with the Canada Revenue Agency. During that time, I was watching the rollout of a separate legal structure for social enterprise in the UK, and later on in May 2008, saw the same thing happen in the United States. So the structure in the UK is called a Community Interest Company, or a KIC, and in the States, it's the L3C, the Low Profit Limited Liability Company. So that's really the focus of my work now, is drawing on those precedents, trying to build a made-in-Canada version of a structure for social enterprise in Canada.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's really interesting. Thanks. And how does this fit into a larger movement within Canada of the social economy?
Well, the structure that I'm looking at will likely be federal. It could possibly be adopted provincially, as it did in the States. Vermont adopted the structure first, with all of the other states following in pretty short order. So I think the work that I'm doing absolutely contributes mm-hmm. federally, because yeah. there will be, hopefully, if we're successful, a new structural option for all social enterprises to choose from.
Wow. And you've already been really busy with all of your work, but do you have any future projects in mind?
I am not going to stop on this structural issue yeah. until we see some real movement on the government front. So I'm continuing to provide technical assistance on a one-on-one basis. Mm-hmm. I've also just started a new nonprofit called Resilient Communities Canada, yeah. which takes a more of a serious look at the environmental bottom line. It seems to me that many social enterprises call themselves triple bottom line organizations, but really the environment is a nice to have on their balance sheet. It isn't a must have.
Yeah.
My hope is that with Resilient Communities Canada, we can give some primacy to the bottom line of the environment.
Yeah. Well, I will definitely provide some links in your biography or to all these amazing organizations that you're helping to get started. So thank you very much.
Thank you.